The library in Avon is 25 years old. They got a special celebration coming up pretty soon, and we'll talk about that now with Donna Sprinkle from the Avon branch of the Lorraine Public Library. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm good. How long have you been at the Avon Library?
I have been the manager at the Avon Branch Library since late 2011.
Got this event coming up on June 13th at the library. What kind of things have you planned for this 25th year anniversary celebration?
We will be highlighting some of the history of the library and some of the things we've been doing in the community, oral histories. We'll have some little sneak peek into the website, the local history website that the Lorraine Public Library is currently working on. It's not completed, but we'll have a little sneak peek. Our friends of the library, of course, are going to help us celebrate with cake. And we will have family activities in the library, too. One thing we have ongoing this summer is a pen pal program where kids of all ages can write a letter to a child or write a letter to another library. We send these letters to other libraries in the country that are participating, and we'll get letters back. And we have some really great classical music that day. So it should be a fun day and a chance for people to come in and reappreciate their library if they haven't been coming, and for those who do use the library frequently to just come and share in the community pride.
Donna, what can you tell us about some of the previous library structures? Where were they in Avon?
Well, the first actual building was built in 1996. It wasn't built. It was actually the library renovating and moving into the old town hall on Detroit Road, which is now the Avon Historical Society. Prior to that, library service in Avon was a bookmobile stop provided by the Lorraine Public Library System. 12 years later, the size of the old town hall was not enough, so the library moved into a location in the plaza next to that by Two Bucks on Detroit Road. 15 years later, that wasn't big enough, so they moved to a location on Ridgeland, where it's next to where Three Sisters Yoga is right now, is what I can identify down there. And that building was 3,800 square feet. So as you can see, as the community grew and changed, the library changed to accommodate that. In 1994, the current building was built on Harvest Drive. And that at that time, the building is about 10,000 square feet, and the population was 10,000. Can you believe it? It's over double that now, 25 years later.
Wow.
So that's kind of the history of the locations of library service throughout the city of Avon.
Do you know of any books that have made the trip from the early library to where you are now by chance?
You know, hopefully not too many, because we are a small building and we like to keep things fresh so people can come in and find the new popular reads. However, we do have some local history things. We have old city directories, yearbooks and things, which definitely would have made the trip probably through all of those locations. In fact, we've lately started really identifying which of those local history materials we think are really valuable to the community, and we've pulled them out. We have a little local history collection in our quiet reading room so that people can find these things more readily. There are probably a few local history items that have traveled all around.
Regardless of the age of books, have you come across anything unusual left behind in a book recently that was turned in?
I can't think recently, but people do use a variety of things for bookmarks. They use old bills, family photographs. So when we see things that we think someone might like to return, we try to figure out who it might belong to and give them a call and see if we can get it back to them. Those are the most common things, I would say. Family photos, sometimes old homework.
Any money? $20 bills.
No,
No?
No, not recently. That would be tough to find the owner.
Sure. Yeah. Donna Sprinkle joins us this morning from Avon Branch of the Lorain Public Library System. Libraries throughout the county are doing the moon landing kind of as the theme for their summer reading program. I understand you had a kickoff at the Every Child's Playground.
We did. All of our branches were there. Staff from all of the branches had different activities for the kids to participate in, and it was a chance for them to get a little bit of an early start on our summer reading program, which officially kicked off Monday. And the theme is Universe of Stories, and it's very much a space-themed summer reading in honor of the anniversary of the moon landing. So there are some really, really great programs going on throughout the system, and the summer reading program is ready to go. Kids in Avon have not mostly finished school yet. Some of the high school kids with just having finals now, but I think the younger kids are still going to school until Thursday. But then we expect the library to be a very, very active place throughout the summer with families reading together. And we are really promoting that heavier than ever this year. We want the parents and the kids and the grandparents, everybody just read together and everybody can win prizes.
We see that there's a Moon Landing Memories program that you've got going on tomorrow. What's planned for that?
Moon Landing Memories is an opportunity for people to come in and watch some videos, see some photos of the moon landing, and maybe talk about memories that they have, like where was I when the moon landing took place. And of course, younger people who wouldn't have those memories are definitely welcome to come and hear what other people have to say. And we're also offering an opportunity for people to record their memories if they're interested, and they can call the library. I think all of our branches, I believe, are doing that. But I know the Avon branch for sure, we are offering people to record kind of an oral history, but specifically related to what they remember about the moon landing. So,
of course, the month of June brings the Duct Tape Festival to Avon, and I always know the library at least has some sort of corresponding programs related to that.
We have the week before the parade, we have an ongoing duct tape craft out in the library where kids can just stop in and participate. It's not a defined program, so you can stop in any time for that. And then, of course, we will be in the parade. A couple of our staff members, along with the Lorain Public Library System's Discovery on the Go van, will be participating in the actual parade.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, you got the 25th anniversary coming up 6 to 8 on June 13th at the library. I like the fact I see you have the music from the Cleveland Winds Trio, history displays, activities, and then you make sure you put cake in the press release. So we know there's a nice cake for honoring the folks at the library, and it's kind of neat for people who maybe haven't been there for a while or want to get a chance to come out. And as you talk about for the summer, get the family, everybody reading. Even the dog sometimes can help with the reading too.
Sure, absolutely.
Donna, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Donna Sprinkle joining us this morning from the Avon branch of the Lorain Public Library System.